Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are prepared for a sensation. You know, we are receiving guitars at Zika's Guitars weekly or even daily. And since the beginning of this week, I have been asked by nearly every employee at Zika's, "Hey Julian, did you try the new José Luis Romanius guitar? Have you played a few tones on the José Luis Romanius guitar that we have received?" And there was such a hype around this guitar. And let me tell you something, as soon as I played a few notes on this guitar, I was thinking, which guitar did I play in the recent month or years that sound better than this one? And there are not so many guitars. This José Luis Romanius from 1979, La 10 y 8, has been played in front of the Andrés Segovia. It was played in the competition of Andrés Segovia by Yoshinobu Iwanaga, so one of the competitors and a great classical guitarist. And the other highlight of this guitar is the headstock, which is slightly different than the other José Luis Romanius guitars. And it was believed that there is only one José Luis Romanius guitar with this kind of headstock. But as you can see, this is the second one. And this is because while José Luis Romanius was carving the head, at some point he stopped to carve the head more. He just left it like this. And he found this headstock as a super beautiful headstock, and he didn't continue to change this headstock, and this is the result what he had at the end. As I also told you already, this model is called, or this guitar is called, La 10 y 8. He gave this guitar this name because of the 18th birthday of his son. So as you can see, it's not only the sound, or it's not going to be only the sound of this guitar, but also, yeah, the historical and the story of this guitar is super heartwarming and special. And it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides, super high quality Rogers tuning machines, super lightweight, and just let me play on it. For me, it's the best José Luis Romanius guitar that I have personally ever played on. It's simple, it's very clear, and I don't need to think or compare it to the other José Luis Romanius guitars. And it's my personal opinion. Usually, José Luis Romanius guitars have a super intimate sound, super sweet, intimate, well-balanced, but this guitar has still all those qualities. Plus, a super well-resonating guitar corpus. And it's breathing so well, and it's not stiff. It's a very airy-sounding guitar, and this is what blows me away about this guitar. I mean, first string, super soft singing, long sustain, and little orchestra. It's unbelievable how precise you can conduct every tone and every voice. Also the consistency and the balance in the tones in every position on every string is second to none, honestly. One last piece. Next guitar. And this guitar is made by a guitar luthier from Peru. And it's the first time that I'm reviewing a guitar made by a guitar luthier from Peru. I'm very excited. And this guitar is made by Elvis Pajares. And Elvis Pajares is building different models. Today we are going to have also a double top model made by him in the weekly guitar meeting, but I would like to start with this one, with the traditional one or traditional model. And this model is called La Joya. It has a very interesting bracing system. It's based on the La Italica, the famous guitar of Antonio de Torres, and super special. And you can see straight away what a beautiful work this guitar luthier has done. It's a guitar with a lot of, let's say, simple and tasteful decorations. Stunning rosettes. I think it looks amazing. It looks so beautiful. A super high quality spruce top and flame maple back and sides. And it's also a very lightweight guitar. And this guitar has a number 87. It comes with a super low air body frequency. It's going to be between F and F sharp. And I'm super excited to play a few tones on this guitar. Let's do it. First of all, super beautiful tone and also a very long sustain. But what I like the most is the character in the tone. It's somehow round and smooth, but you have the character of a bell. It's a bell like a bell sounding guitar. And you can hear straight away how good vibratos work on this guitar. I personally love that if you can do nice vibratos, because on some guitars you try to play a vibrato, but somehow it doesn't work. But in this case, it reacts very well to your left hand. Lovely. Congratulations to Elvis Pajares. I mean, it's the first time that I'm reviewing a guitar by him, and I'm so impressed. So the sound is super soft and smooth, very colorful, and at the same time, the tones are separated very well. Thank you. I also think that we have to mention the playability on this guitar. It's super comfortable. I mean, the shape of the neck is, at least to my way of playing, a very suitable guitar. But mostly it's the case that if a guitar is comfortable to play for me, usually for the artists that are recording in the studio, is also very comfortable to play on. So congratulations to Elvis Pajares, amazing guitar. And now I'm curious, how is the double top guitar made by him? It's going to be a next instrument. And the next guitar, which is also built by the guitar luthier Elvis Pajares from Peru, is a double top guitar. The name of this guitar is Vaira. It has the number 90, and the highlight of this guitar is, I would say, the bracing system. I mean, it's a double top guitar, but all wood with cedar bracings. And this guitar comes with a cedar top, as you can see, and Indian rosewood back and sides, and a super special and beautiful guitar neck. And I'm very curious how this guitar is going to sound, because I like double top guitars with wood. It gives me more the feeling of a traditional guitar, but with the qualities of a double top guitar. So let's see how this guitar sounds. Super responsive sounding guitar. I mean, it is what you expect from a double top guitar. The tones come out super fast. You have a very hard and fast attack. And you have that soft and slightly nasal tone of a double top guitar. Also, the basses on this guitar are, as the previous guitar by Elvis Pajares, super deep and well resonating. I guess also this guitar has a deep air body frequency. It might be even E or F sharp. Also, this guitar is super comfortable to play. This is so important. I mean, if a guitar sounds brilliant, but not that easy to play, what's the point of having that guitar? But this is super comfortable in every position. Congratulations to Elvis Pajares, and I'm very curious what you say about the sound of this guitar and also the other guitar, the traditional model of Elvis Pajares, and which one do you like more and why? I'm super curious. Well, let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is made by Giovanni Tacchi, the son of a great maestro, Andrea Tacchi. And if you are playing or having a Giovanni Tacchi guitar, you know already it's going to sound beautiful and it's going to look stunning, as this guitar does. This guitar, made by Giovanni Tacchi, La Decima, has the number 29 and it comes with a spruce top and super beautiful decorations, as you can see on the bridge, and also the rosette looks like a piece of art. I think the bridge of the guitar, it looks like bird's eye maple. For more detailed information, please visit our website. You can find the link in the video description. And we have flamed maple back and sides. I mean, what a beautiful guitar. And this guitar has excellent tone woods. This is the case with most of the Giovanni Tacchi guitars. The woods that he's using are of the highest quality. Well, enough talking. Let's play a few notes on this Giovanni Tacchi guitar from 2023. Pure beauty. Wow. It has a very deep air body frequency. It's probably E or F, I think even E. And what I also noticed is that you can create so many colors with just little movements in your right hand. Inviting guitar to play on. Lovely. What a well-balanced guitar. Also, this quality is super noticeable. And I would say it has a very warm sound also. I actually don't like to use the word warm because what does it mean? Warm for some people can be like this can be warm, for some people can this can be warm, and these are completely two different type of tones. But somehow this guitar gives me the feeling of warmth, and it's forward driving, and especially the basses. Next instrument. And the next guitar is made by the French guitar luthier Hugo Bovin. And this guitar gives me personally already the vibe of the elegant French guitars such as Daniel Friedrich or Dominic Field. Of course, with a different, slightly different character. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. It's a traditionally built guitar with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. I won't talk a lot. We will go straight away into the sound of this guitar because I think you will like it. It has such a round and forward-going sound. It has a heavy tone. I can just describe it in this way. It has a heavy tone. You know the Daniel Friedrich guitars, you play the strings and the tones are heavy. They go forward, but they are at the same time smooth and round and super delicate. What do you think? I hear, as I said already, a super elegant and French tone, long sustain, covered with smoothness and soft overtones. It was a guitar made by Hugo Bovin from 2025. And let me know what you think. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by Otto Vowinkel. This guitar is from 2019. It has a traditional fan bracing and it's the model 1A. And as you can see, it comes with a beautiful rosette, a cedar top, and wow, beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. long sustained. I think I noticed two very good qualities about this guitar. And the first one is, or actually this is one quality. This guitar has a bright sound, but it's at the same time super loud and well resonating. Because usually if a guitar is loud, in the most of the times you have a more modern sounding guitar, more round and dark. The guitars that tend to sound more bright and crystal clear, they are a bit more piano. They are not that loud. They have a more intimate sound. But this guitar has a brilliant tone, but it's loud at the same time. Lovely. A guitar made by Otto Vowinkel from 2019, the 1A model, and it's also very comfortable to play. All the guitars of today were, for me personally, super comfortable to play. I think they had a slightly similar shape of the neck. Anyway, I'm very curious, which guitar did you like the most? I mean, I can guess which guitar did you like the most. For me, it was definitely the José Luis Romanillos. This is probably the best Romanillos that I have ever played, and this guitar sounds just better than many guitars. And for me, it's actually, I want to finish this week's weekly guitar meeting as soon as possible and play some pieces on that guitar, as long as the guitar is still at Zika's. Thanks for watching. Please make sure to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.